Hello, hello. Good morning, everybody. Wrong camera. Wrong glasses. There we go. Hey, good to be with you guys. We have a huge day. Annie yesterday. Was that all right? Okay. Thumbs up. My gosh, that was somewhat scary, somewhat wonderful. She's playing in a great realm of branching out after 16 years of teaching music to small groups. Today's actually her very last class. A lot of big kids in this town walk around and say, "Hey, teacher Annie," you know, Harry and 19. Anyway, stepping into taking some of what she does online, and yesterday was a great trial for her. Hey, I wanted to jump in. Here we go. We got something big today. We're looking at that one. That one, day 14. Hey, there was a recent experiment that took place, and it should teach us a lot about selling our act. Payless Shoes, famous for their cheap footwear. I recently did an experiment. They rented out a former Armani storefront, stocked the shelves with $20 and $40 boots, and set up the shop as Polassi. Sounds very shoe-like, doesn't it? Polassi invited influencers to preview their new designer shoes and asked how much they would pay for them. And these influencers praised the merchandise and said they would pay hundreds of dollars for them, up to $640. For a $20 pair of shoes. Polassi wrote orders and then did the right thing and came clean about the experiment. But boy, did they learn a lot. If those influencers hadn't been informed, they would have loved those shoes and praised them to the heavens, no doubt. Here's the point. Your value is determined by the way you position yourself, not by the market price or what your competitors charge, or by what you believe your market can afford. Deadly mistakes. It's not determined by how much your product or service costs you to create. Oh my gosh, as entertainers, we know that. Value is determined by the experience that your client has with you. That's it. The more value you create, the more the client will be happy. And they'll happily pay more for it. You know, Raspini Brothers were famous for this. I have an example of it later in today's meeting. And people find value in the strangest places. You know, it's the fancy wrapping paper, the endorsement from somebody they admire, a quirky story on the label. My gosh, how much do we all pay for like a Newman's dressing or something like that? It's just salad dressing, but it's the story and the mission behind it. And it has a lot, maybe the secret handshake to get in. Seth Godin tells us people do not buy goods and services. They buy relations and stories and magic. So if you want to sell your services at luxury prices, you need to create an experience that your clients will pay more to get. Showbiz Blueprint alumni, do I have him up here? Yeah, I have the screen here. Showbiz Blueprint alumni, Andrew Smith, wrote this book and helps entertainers all over the place doing this. Teaches kids how to, in this little book, how to sell how to sell $1,000 birthday party secrets. And you know, creating experience means meeting people where they're at, asking yourself, what do they believe in? Wow. Yeah. That's a big one for today. And we're going to dig into it. And I tell you, I may be in over my head on this one. Sorry. You may have to catch the repeat on this one. A lot of myths about birthday parties. Do I have this one here? Oh, this was Payless. I grabbed a headline from it and forgot to show it to you, but no problem. Many entertainers base their price off of, and there's Andrew's thing. My gosh, I took better care of myself than I thought on this one today. Many entertainers base their price off two main factors: the average of what others charge and the upper limit that their fear will allow them. Can you guys relate to that? Anyone relate to that at any point in your career? Sort of, what are other people charging? And then what in my heart can I actually, what words can I get out my mouth? That's often the factors that go into determining your prices. And it's this crazy idea of, this is what I do. I juggle, I sing, I do birthday parties, I'm an MC. And this is what the market will pay for that. As if that's some rule. You know, if I lived my life on that rule, I would still be doing birthday parties. But every step along the way, you have to take a chance. You have to dig in. It's dangerous territory to live in that place, those places that are determined by what your competition charge is and what you can actually get out, what the words you can say. So we'll do a little bit of fast action on that today. You can live in that place. I guarantee you a lot of people do for a long time. And bottom line is it's uninteresting and you will eventually burn out. I spoke to someone recently. I spoke with a friend recently with whom I did Renaissance festivals back in the 80s. The daily stipend for acts at Renaissance festivals has, ready? Barely doubled in the last 34 years. Barely doubled. Is that incredible? And I know people aren't tipping all that much better either. I mean, I still go watch someone at Pier 39 or Santa Cruz Boardwalk, and I see people still put in $1 or $5. And I think, man, it was 1982. People would put in $1 or $5. So, you know, you can't stay in that place. The burnout will happen. I'm going to talk to you today about maybe not becoming the Payless Shoes of your market. And there are ways to authentically become, did I put this in? Authentically become the Palace. The Palace. I love the sound of that. All right. Hey, you guys, there are three, where are we at for time? I'm going to keep on this. Good. 06. We're good. Hey, there are three major categories of clients, and you can identify with all these. The bottom, these are where we typically begin our career, you know, and the underlying statement, the underlying conversation going on in the head is, oh my God, you'll hire me? This is great. So, I mean, but that's the bottom place. There's nothing fancy to get in. You can enter and exit this this category really at any time without permission. And the exit is scary. I mean, I'll give you that. If you're working in the bottom of your marketplace, the exit is scary. And truth is, it needs to be done. Excuse me. The middle level, the burnout. After burnout occurs, the move to the middle, it has to be deliberate and swift. I mean, you have to kind of say, this is what we're doing. It's probably the most dramatic jump. It's the one that's the scariest because, you know, you've been working at these lower end places and then you want to move. And I'm just going to stick crazy numbers on this thing because they don't mean anything, but say under 500 and then under 5,000 and then over 10,000. We'll do those three ranges and it'll be different for you. But I mean, those are definite ranges that I went through in my career. So after that burnout happens, you got to move on. You have to just decide this is going to do it. No one is going to bring you here to this level, although I promise you there will be invitations. Whether you recognize them or not, there are going to be invitations for you to play at this next level up. Your work is to realize that opportunity and charge accordingly. You're going to lose a lot of clients at the bottom. That's just the way it is. You know, you have to say goodbye to people, and that's the way it should be. And that can be scary, as I said. And this is the level in the middle here where you have to think way more in terms of experience you're offering. All right. That's like what we talked about, what Seth Godin mentioned. They pay for the experience, for the relation. That's, you know, that's where it's at when you move up to the middle. So ask yourself this question. We're going to do some work on it in a minute, but just plant this seed. What specialized experience can you provide or do you provide? And it doesn't mean that nobody else in the world has to do it. Of course not. What it means is you have it wrapped around. You've positioned yourself that way. So what kind of specialized experience can you provide? And then let's talk about the top. I mean, this level is protected by a velvet rope. It takes a lot of nerve to spot the opportunities. And mostly you have to create these opportunities at the top. You have to see something happening, raise your hand and say, I have something to offer to this and get in touch with the right people, which, today, based on when I moved to the top, there was no way to look up what was happening. That was a lot of calling and handshaking and meeting people and asking. So this level is not about fee. It's not about fee for you. It's not about fee for them. This is a level that transcends money in a way. It's yes, you know for sure people could find a dozen, two dozen cheaper options, and that's not what you're talking about at this level. This is about experience. Positioning, referral, branding, social proof, all of these pieces. Raspini Brothers basically did, do I have that picture? Raspini Brothers basically did the same act. And this is some insider information I don't want. Basically did the same act at the Renaissance Festivals as we did at any one of our six TED Talks. Yeah, the material was different. And yes, I was wearing a shirt, but bottom line is it was still two guys doing some cool things with their hands and with props. But what changed was the positioning, the offer we made, the conversations we had leading up to it, the experience that we offered the audience, the customization, the meeting them right where they were at instead of saying, hey, we're jugglers. Do you want jugglers? Never about that. And you know, anyone who's in this group who's done Showbiz Blueprint knows that this is something I dig crazy into. And those of you who haven't, touch into all this stuff and hang out for the exercises. And hopefully we'll get to talk about that more together one day. Some clients will pay way more to support a cause. You know, if that's something that you support or a way of looking at the world. Couples, especially couples, will pay many more times for an environmentally free photographer at their wedding. It's ridiculous. Or a wedding a planner that specializes in rebel weddings. You know, that's when you start touching into what's their world, not what's my world. Clients pay to feel good and to be part of a mission that you or your company support. You know, on LinkedIn, it's very easy to look up missions that big players are in support of. How can you connect your act, something you're doing in your act, to something that they support? You know, little bombs you can drop, little connection points you can make here. You know, other clients will pay, and I've had this happen, will pay for people when they just think they're cool and they want to hang out and have a beer with them. I mean, it's remarkable to think about, but as you can position yourself through social media these days, through connections, referrals, LinkedIn, what you post, what you write, videos you make, you can start having people relate to you on that level, and they're just running a conversation. Man, I'd love to have a beer with her. I'd love to meet that group and hang out after the show. And that's an entree. That is a big entree. So what inspiring story can you tell? What vision of possibility can you deliver? The key is that you must know what your clients feel is valuable. All right. Again, it's not about you. Who are the clients that demand the value and the experience that you can provide? You know, it's funny. There's an example here. Actually, let me tell you this. If you don't provide a unique experience, forget about it. You are literally a commodity. And, you know, that's the truth. You can't do it by being vanilla. I brought up this screenshot. This is a Showbiz Blueprint alumni. This is Andy here? Yeah, this is Andy Zandi. Really cool guy. Showbiz Blueprint alumni. You know, was doing kids' parties like a whole bunch of us. But, I don't have that camera on. Was doing kids' parties like a whole bunch of people are doing. And then he decided he wanted to specialize in these superhero parties. So, you know, he's in the Bay Area. Arguably one of the most expensive markets in America, and these exist all over the place. In whatever, wherever you happen to live, there's always an expensive market. There's a low, bottom, and medium. There's parents who will hire Andy Zandi, who would never, ever, ever think about hiring just a regular clown. They wouldn't want their friends to come to a party that has, you know, a regular clown or someone at the bottom or maybe even in the middle. So Andy's been able to increase his rates to four figures for birthday parties by doing stuff like this. I mean, is this the kind of action you would pay to see at a party? I mean, look at this. What are there, 12 kids here? You know, it comes to 80, 90 bucks per kid. But they're getting to see Spider-Man jump at them, you know, work with them, teach them routine. So that's the kind of really just fantastic example of not being vanilla, of offering them, meeting people where they're at. You know, if you pull up to a party and you're only charging $100 and you see BMWs and Mercedes in the driveway, you're not going to be pulling up to that party probably. And if you do, you've swindled somebody. You should probably be selling something else. But often people who have this fancy don't want to buy the cheapest. It's a big fear. I've seen acts say, oh, we guarantee. Am I getting out of trouble here? No. I've seen so many acts guarantee their act or, you know, you'll love this or your money back. I tell you, money back is the least of a client's worry when they have a big conference or even they have a birthday party, you know, and all their fancy friends are there. They don't care about getting their $100, $200 back. They just want to make sure it's rock solid. So let's dig into a little bit of work here. This is going to be great. So what would you have to say? And this is a lot of this is imagination today. Let me just tell you, what we're doing today is not pick up the phone, write this, do this on a website. This is stuff I'm going to be planting a seed. I want you to see what it feels like today to more than take action, although action is always welcome. But what does it feel like? What could your fast action be to live into what I'm talking about today? Just to feel that, let that alchemy happen when you actually accept, oh, maybe there's a possibility here. You know, I just was working with a client who's so stuck that he's stuck with this big, heavy business that's full of big machines and everything. And we've designed a launch, and in about a month, he's going to have people bidding on his property to take it as is. So it's just about talking about this vision and what's it feel like to live into it today. And we'll do some follow-up work on it here. What would you have to do or say or be to give your ideal clients an experience that they would joyfully pay more for? Ask yourself that. What would you have to do? What would you have to say? Who would you have to be? What would you have to have? Maybe nothing more. I got a shirt from, where's that? I gotta show that one more time. I love this one. What was this one? I had to get a shirt. I don't know what I was thinking. Why was it a good idea to tie a pink scarf around my waist? And I don't know. So let's go deep and answer these questions right now. How long have you been at your current price? Put that on your put that in your comments or in your on your notebook if you're keeping one. Throw it in here. Love to see it. Oh man, Kyle wants it. I'm sending Andy a picture of that, Kyle. That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. Dude, that was awesome. Thank you so much. Andy was wonderful. Sarah, that's cool. How long have you been at your current price? What factors went into you picking that price? What factors went into picking that price? And this one, is this price range where you belong right now? Answer that for yourself. Is it where you belong right now? Maybe it is. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all wrong with that. If it's not, what experience can you offer your clients right now that they'll joyfully pay for? Yeah? Just scribble down a note or don't. Have your eyes closed and live into this like I invited you earlier. What assets do you already have in place that can help to position you as the next version of offering that you bring to your market? Testimonials, videos, copywriting, any other marketing materials, some expertise that you haven't typed into, some passion. What do you already have in place that you're not using to position you for that next level? And here's a couple right in a row. I want you just to imagine this. Don't even write anything right now. What would you have to do? Who would you have to be to double your fee? Yep. Who would you have to be to triple your fee? What would have to happen inside of you and externally to 10 times your fee? Take a breath, you guys. Play in that world today, because this is always here. It's not what we're doing. All right. Whew. Those questions will be posted. I'd love for you to dig into them, and I'd love to hear the answers for some. All right. 19 after gives us a couple minutes to dig into this. Hey, good work today, just for staying with that and entertaining that there is an option, that there are bigger possibilities. I know we talked about them today, and I'm inviting you just to live into that today. See where that leaves you. You know, we cannot add an ingredient to what we've always done without the recipe changing. It's impossible. So I'm adding one today, not asking you to take some definite fast action, but boy, live into it. Ask yourself that question. Who would I have to be? What would I have to double my fee, triple my fee, and 10 times my fee? There's an answer in there. And here's Danny today. This is Danny. Hey, and Danny did this. Look at this. We talked about desks the other day, and Danny sent this panoramic view of his desk. Proudly so. Thank you, Danny. Hey, and I love that. Look at that. Look at right there on the right screen. There, I know that guy. But yeah, you know, that's a reality, man. We get built up. So I hope Danny took a swipe at that. Let us know if you would. But Danny said, this is in regard to a template that we did a couple days ago. Not sure how to design this Life First template. My life is so different day to day. Some days I'm home, I'm in the office, I'm in the family. There's a lot of different days. Other days I'm on the road doing a trade show, which means I'm performing 10 hours a day. Do I have to have different templates? One for at home, one for on the road. And somebody else asked about this too. I think it was Alan asked, I think, about the same thing because he's on cruises all the time. So look, the bottom line is about these templates, you guys. It's about taking ownership. It's about being a warrior instead of a passive lamb. It's about saying, these are the important things for me in my life, and this is the amount of hours I'm going to give them. So if a different template works out, if that you know, feels really good to you to have something, a template, but bottom line, what are the important things every day? I mean, no matter what, I swing for the fences. Even if I'm somewhere stuck and I'm on my phone, I just kind of just say, you know, what is big out there today? Who can I contact? Who can I do a podcast for? Who can I interview? What can I write for a blog? What video can I make? How can I add value to my market? I'm just always swinging for the fences on these bigger ones. That's guaranteed every day. Family time, you know, whether it's picking up the phone, getting on FaceTime if I'm away, or going on a two-hour mountain bike ride with my son. Like, if I'm home, that has to happen. Money-making activities. You know, Danny, on a 10-hour trade show days, let's just say you have that well covered. What can you do in the in-between in the morning on a break? Who at a trade show can you, what's swinging for the fences when you're live at an event? That's a fascinating question. I remember Dan and I, Raspini's brothers, have probably done half a dozen shows for Google. And the very first one happened because at a trade show we were at, Google has a booth at almost every trade show in the world. I mean, it doesn't matter. Google's has a booth there because they're in the search engine business. So going and shaking hands with someone, that led to our very first appearance with a Google, which was at a birthday party for Sergey Brin, because one of the people told us, oh, Sergey's a juggler, he loves juggling. And so that was kind of cool. But then that led to other shows for Google. So what can you do to swing for the fences even on these days? Pick out your top three. I mean, for me, it's family, personal exercise, personal growth, my morning routines, and money-making activities. So, you know, the sleep, the flex time, these other things have a place, and it's wonderful when you can be on a schedule. And the bottom line is, be a warrior. You know what I mean? Be a warrior. All right, you guys, day 14 is in the can, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning, day 15. I'm having such a blast with this, and there's something else coming up. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.